All right, good morning. I'm going to be answering some questions and responding to some comments here. We have, this is from Kay Lynn. She says, I believe that material for your long line is biothane. Yes, you are correct. That stuff is strong. For custom width and length, biothanes, for agitation, a strong lead is definitely needed. Well, I don't know about that, because we're not, our dogs aren't pulling. I use a tractor supply 10-foot horse lead. That'll work. Different increments. I got the idea from a video featuring the late Gypsy. Cool. But make sure your dog's not pulling. That's the whole thing. You should be starting in a chair with a, I don't know, and you also, I don't know why you need a 10-foot. Because our dogs are not 10 feet away from us. So you need a short lead to keep your dog close to you. And the whole idea is to have your dog not pull. We have a different type of agitation than what you see online. So you could you use whatever you like to, but 10 foot is, like I said, you should be about 12 to 14 inches, not feet, with your lead. So something strong and something short, but your dog should not be pulling. I can't make this clear enough. So thank you for that. I'm new to the concept of keeping your puppy. Who is this here? Mrs. Lynch. I'm new to the concept of keeping your puppy on a lead or in a crate 100% of the time in the early days. How long do you suggest keeping your puppy on a lead and in a crate? I keep my dogs in a crate for their entire lives. They get to run free at some point, but at night or you know, if I need to keep dogs separated, they love their crates. I have three crates in my living room, and each of them has their own crate. So when a puppy gets a crate, that's the dog's crate for the remainder of its life. At least 6 months, but a year is probably best to keep the dog on a long line inside the house for the first 12 months would be a good way to go with that. And like I say, the crate is just, that's their den. And I actually have blankets draped over it, so it's nice and dark in there, and they actually like to sleep in there. So once they're crate trained, you should be good to go. That's from the Daddy Bear in the UK. Thank you very much for that comment. Barry Hill says, the concept is important and just glazing over and deemed insignificant. Having a dog that will protect and stay by your side is super cool. Absolutely. You know, getting back to, we're not doing the type of agitation that you see on YouTube where they're back tying and the dog is lunging and pulling. We do the opposite. Again, we start in a folding chair, sitting in a folding chair with a short line, be it leather or whatever you want to use, but you don't need 10 foot because your dog's not going to be 10 foot away from you. It should be, like I said, 14 inches is probably good enough. And the whole idea is to get that dog to not pull. It can bark, it can growl, it can go into a rage, and we prefer that. But it should not pull, and that's the whole thing that is quite a bit different. So keep the comments coming, and I will answer them from time to time. Welcome, we got some new members here. Welcome to you. And I actually have another walk-by video with Apollonia that I will be posting at some point. And I'm going to be doing some podcasting about home protection and what we can do for that as well. So everybody have a wonderful day, and I hope that answers your questions and your comments. Thank you.